Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Good morning and happy Friday to everybody that's out there. Stop talking over me.
What do you mean?
It's Gabe and Nina, and shout out to my work hard crew out there.
Yes, and shout out to everybody that can see the sky right now. It's starting to turn orange, and it's kind of beautiful. So you're out there working hard, and you're being good.
It's time for the top six of six.
Number six.
Okay, I'll kick it off. How about you get you a friend that surprises you with a wine spritzer at the meeting? I just love that. I thought it was so cute. Gabe and I decided we were going to talk after work.
I don't know if it wasn't cute.
It was, okay, nice, thoughtful, all of the other words that you'd like to use. But it was cool because we needed to have like a meeting. We do that often. But yesterday, Gabe came in the office and he's like, here we go with the bag. And you should see my eyes. I was like, what? We're having wine today? I was super excited about it. So get you a friend like that.
All right.
Number five.
Number five story today is, I'm going to start with the stupid one.
Okay.
Parents who send their kids to school when they still have corona.
We had a student who had COVID-19 and had been at school yesterday. The student knew that they had the virus. They were under the understanding that since they were asymptomatic, that they did not need to quarantine for the full 10-day period.
Okay.
Gosh.
So I think I say it often, it's our responsibility. Hey, Tony, I think your microphone's funky over there. So I'm going to turn you off. Yeah. It's one thing, you can have your views on whatever it is that you'd like. But it's our job here to inform.
Mm-hmm.
It's our responsibility. And I think I don't care if you have, I don't care what you have. The flu, corona, SARS, chickenpox.
Yeah.
If you know you have it, it's like literally the theme of 2020, which should be look out for your fellow man. That's the theme of 2020. Look out for your fellow man. You should be looking out for your fellow man. And when you have some kind of something, whatever it might be, look out for your fellow man. Don't go to school, you idiot.
It seems so simple, right?
Right. But he's like, I'm asymptomatic. I didn't think I was. Dude, literally everyone in the entire country has been talking about people that are asymptomatic and how they can still do it literally for 6 months. So if you did it, it's just you chose not to. So one, friendly reminder, look out for your fellow man. Work hard, be good. Number two, if your kid got damn Rona, don't send his ass
keep
to school.
Him home.
Number four.
I mean, I know everybody is trying to get out of the house and do something for themselves. Maybe, have you ever thought about being a stuntman and jump your car across a raising drawbridge? I mean, you see it in the movies. And in theory, I'm sure you're like, I know I could do it just as the bridge is starting to go up. I know if I rev my engine right now so hard, I can make it across. Well, there was a guy in Michigan who tried to do just that. So he has his car. He sees the bridge going up. It starts to open wide. And there he goes, makes his way all the way up. And thankfully, the guy that was in charge of making the bridge go up and down saw that he was doing this and stopped the bridge from getting too far because he made it across.
Yeah. I heard he got arrested, though.
He did because he was doing whippets. So he did whippets, then took his car, crashed the windshield, busted all of his tires.
Yeah.
But he made it across.
Hey, man.
I don't recommend it, but he didn't die.
As long as he wasn't in Chicago.
No.
Number three.
A
I want to loot so bad, I'm going to jump a drawbridge. Number three story is that is a personal one. Yesterday, Nicole and I, we tried to, you know, get out of the house. It's hard when you're working from home. As maybe you guys understand that your partners do this. Telephone tone. Does your girl leave the house ever? Or a little bit? Okay. Because when you don't leave the house, you need to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I make these planned drives around the city. But the problem is, and I mentioned this 100 times, my daughter does not enjoy car rides. So we're trying to go somewhere and Nicole's like, babe, I got an idea. Let's drive out to Wrigleyville. And I'm like, Wrigleyville? First of all, Wrigleyville?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and then it's just so far north. And I understand she just wanted to take a drive. But I'm a good partner. Didn't even complain or say any of those things and drove straight to Wrigleyville. Went up on to, then came back, went to Irving Park, came back around to Belmont, took Lakeshore Drive, ended up coming home. The whole thing took like about an hour and 15 minutes.
Was there traffic?
Minimal traffic. Moral of the story, my daughter cried the entire time.
Oh, no.
I actually recorded it.
You did?
It was going to be the baby daddy check-in, but I have something else for the baby daddy check-in. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, why? I'm like, she's ruining our experience. You know, my girl's moment to get out of the house. So now Nicole's like baby frustrated.
Mm.
And I feel terrible. Here, let me see.
Oh, no. Oh.
This clip is 38 seconds long.
And that's not even a part of it. Is that you or Nicole?
All of us. God, me, Nicole. It's still going. Look.
Oh my
God. The entire
God.
Time.
That hurts my heart.
It hurts your heart. Imagine the parents. We're sitting there and we're like, and I look at Nicole and I'm like, babe, do you want me to just pull over? Let's just pull over. Take out the car seat. Hug her for a little bit. Give her a couple kisses.
Yeah.
Just go home. Just drive home.
Did you stop when you got out of the car?
No, it stopped before I got. I was like, I don't care what you're saying. Nicole, I don't care what you're crying about. We're stopping this car and we're taking this baby out of this damn car seat. Anyway, the point is,
Aww. Guys,
not everything's fun.
Number three.
You gotta remind people. Oh, wait, sorry. It's number two.
Number two.
You gotta remind people. Because I think as a new parent, people will try to, they're like, oh, it's tough, but you know, it's worth it and all stuff. But no one ever gives you the realness. That your baby cries for an hour and a half while you're driving around the city. There.
That's something just to keep
in
mind.
It's my baby soapbox.
If you're trying to get or trap somebody, don't forget the cries come with it. But before you get to the trapping part, you got to find a partner. And I thought this new term that OKCupid came up with was kind of appropriate. Have you heard of a VILF? VILF. Well, now you have.
Who is Trevor? He wants you to believe that he's attractive. But is he really the certified A1 hottie that he says he is? Or is his perfect hair hiding something? He can flex his abs, his jaw, and his volunteer work with children. But he can't flex his voter PIN. Because he never registered.
Ooh.
Trevor never even skips leg day. But he skips voting day? A-list looks can't make up for D-bag values. America, don't be a Trevor. Oh, register to vote and be a VILF.
If your name is Trevor, damn. But VILF is basically a voter. I'd like to, you know, VILF. So they're trying to just say
Wait,
it's more.
A voter you'd like to what?
Freak? Fun? I'm trying to flip? What else can you do with an F?
I don't know, man.
Feed?
Out of all the ones you said, you thought feed was the funniest?
I'm just always hungry, so I thought that was really funny.
You're a voter. I'd like to feed.
You're a voter. I'm going to feed. So right. It's basically highlighting that it's more attractive if you vote.
So register.
Don't be a Trevor.
Number one.
Oh, man, I need my phone for this one.
Okay.
I only wrote down some parts, not all of it.
Okay.
Hold on. Damn it. Let's see. The number one story is that this weekend, if you're looking for something to do and you want to risk your health, you can come see me at the Bears game.
Oh, my gosh. Where are you guys going to be this time? That's right.
You wanna risk your health.
Wear your masks.
I'm going to be at Tavern on the Point. I thought that was downtown, man. When they told me you're going to be at Tavern on the Point, I was like, oh, I'm going to be downtown. Not quite.
Where is it?
6724 North Northwest Highway. So on the northwest side, it's in Edison Park. So it's at, oh wait, it's Tavern on the Park. Tavern on the Point. I'm going to send it out on my Instagram.
There you go. That way you can have the address. And if you
follow me right now at Chicago underscore Gabe, if you want to see myself, Corey Wooten, and watch the Bears, then come hang out with us. All right, I'm going to put that up. I got to say that a couple of times today. But,
so then if nobody's heard about what you're doing with the Bears, like real quick.
Yeah, for the last 3 years, I've been working for the Bears.
But you're going to be broadcasting from this place.
Yeah, I'll be going there. They'll be doing the post game. We'll be doing some stuff on Fox. You know, checks on checks on checks, trying to get rich. But I got to be honest, I get paid nothing. I mean, I get paid something. But compared to these guys, it's 6 in the morning. Nobody cares.
Yeah, it's okay.
Zach Miller, former Chicago Bear player, he showed up to the promo shoot because it's like, hey, it's me, Zach Miller. Join me along with my friends, Corey Wooten and Gabe Ramirez. Zach don't show up to none of these things.
I was going
to
say, is he coming?
Zach got the play of the day. Zach showed up, did the promo shoot, and got paid more than all of us.
And that's it? He's not on the show?
There's no show. It's a watch party. We just happened to do a live cut-in. The point is this, though, right?
He's not there.
And your boy Gabe,
he's there.
Still got 17 jobs.
Oh, you're so good at them.
I got to get paid more then.
Got to support your boy. Hey, go see him at the park.
It's point. Friday, though, and we did get paid today.
Yeah.
Did we?
We did.
Telephone tolls like you did, right? We did, baby.
I haven't checked that direct deposit yet, but we did.
Chris Brown, Young Thug, if you got paid, go crazy. Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96, Chicago's new hit music. It is 6:23, which means it is time for TBT Throwback Trivia.
We're going to give you a question about a song, a movie, and a TV show just to find out how old school you are.
All right, the phone number is 877-591-9696. Call that right now if you know the answer to this one. It's about a song.
Okay.
In 2014, Magic had the whole world dancing to their chill Caribbean vibes. The hit song was an ode to parents that weren't very accepting. With lyrics like, I'm gonna marry that girl, marry her anyway, yeah. Marry that girl, no matter what you say, marry that girl, and we'll be a family. Why you gotta be so, what?
What is it? Do you know? 877-591-9696.
The 2014 hit Magic. Why you gotta be so what? Call us now to play. All right, Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Lakeisha, you heard the first question, right?
Yes.
All right, in 2014, Magic had the whole world dancing to their chill Caribbean vibe. The hit song was ode to parents that weren't very accepting, with lyrics like, marry that girl, no matter what you say, marry that girl, and we'll be a family. Finish the lyrics. Why you gotta be so rude? That was a good song.
Oh my gosh, I love that song.
Yeah.
They were a vibe.
Yeah, I like that song too.
All right, Lakeisha, singing it to everybody.
Let's see if you are old school and get these next two questions correct. This one's about a movie. All right, in the 2010 film Social Network, Jesse Eisenberg plays the role of Mark Zuckerberg and follows the man on his rise to billionaire status with some bumps along the way. What social media site is the movie Social Network about?
Okay, Lakeisha, what is it?
I'll go with Facebook.
Very good. You still use your Facebook?
Yes.
Of course.
Just checking.
How else are you going to catch up on your exes?
He's not lying.
All right, Lakeisha, question number three. This one's about a TV show. Veep.
Okay.
Veep is a 2012 TV show that features Julia... Yeah, Veep. V-E-E-P. Is a TV show that features Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Vice President of the United States. Julia is hilarious in the show, but is known for being hilarious on what classic TV show with characters Jerry, George, and Cosmo Kramer?
Oh, this is a classic.
Friends.
Oh. They are all friends.
Ah, Lakeisha. We're not friends anymore, if you don't know that one. Seinfeld.
Classic.
Oh, wow.
I know. Okay. I get it. No worries. Hey, Lakeisha, let's see this. What was your favorite TV show when you were growing up? Like, what was something you watched with the fam?
See, I'm only 26. I watched
That's So
Raven when I was growing up.
Yeah,
like, listen. I watched this
channel. I'm going to tell you a little story. First time I ever met Raven Simone, not as like me working here on B96. I was at a concert and she was sitting there. And I thought to myself for 1 second, Lakeisha, I said, because she was all by herself. I said, damn, I should go up and talk to her because maybe that could be my boo and then maybe I could be like a billionaire. I didn't do it. And then like a couple weeks later, I found that she was gay, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, that was
would have been a mistake that anyway, right?
I'd be like, hey, my name's Gabriella. Nice to meet you.
Oh, you guys could have been like best friends, you know, and still hey, slid in that way.
Lakeisha, have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
When we come back.
All right.
Is that your first World Friday?
No.
I could have talked to Raven Simone.
Could have been her. But when we come back, for sure, First World Friday is going to be in place. What are we complaining of our privileged lives about? Find out at 7:37 right here on B96. Remix. Gabe and Nina, B96. It is time for First World Fridays.
Oh, so ready for this one.
This is where we complain about our privileged first world lives, and you could do the same. So think about what has been interrupting your American life. Call us up now, all right? The phone number is 877-591-9696. All right, who wants to go first? Oh, me?
Okay,
fine.
You do it, Gabe. You do it.
So mine is actually really funny. And if you want to laugh even harder, what you need to do is go to Chicago_Gabe, G-A-B-E, on Instagram, and follow me right now. So that way you can see the picture that I'm talking about. Yesterday, I posted up a joke.
Uh-huh.
And it was this woman who had the name Angelo above her eyebrow. And then in the second picture, a guy, a tattoo artist, did like one of those cover-ups.
Yeah.
And put Gabriel on the bottom one. So I took the picture because I thought it was funny. And my caption says, my lady finally got rid of her ex's name. And then on the bottom of the picture, it says, done by Ricky. And then my hashtag is Ricky snapped. Okay. Now that's the first part of it.
Okay.
The second part is this. Here's the first comment. One of the first comments is on there. It says, she should have put the baby's name. Just being real.
Stop it. Stop it.
Guys.
It's not
my girl, Nicole.
People think it's Nicole? Oh, my God.
And that one has 4 likes. And then somebody responded, that's not really his wife. And then there's more, though. This is the best. This is the first world problem.
Please keep going. This is funny.
Someone says, guess she didn't learn from her first mistake. That got 7 likes. Let me see here. Okay, stop it. There's more here. One person said, damn, don't make fun of my tia. She said, somebody said, she should have just kept it because your name's Gabriel, which is an angel's name.
Yeah. So you mean to tell me not everything on the internet is real?
Guys, it is a damn joke. Hold on. There's more. This is fun. This is my favorite one. This is my favorite one.
Okay.
Okay. No. I'll save this one for this is my second favorite one.
Okay.
It says, kind of disrespectful. You should not let your viewers think this is Nicole. Not even as a joke. Respect your girl. Mother to your baby girl.
What?
Is this what? Real? Is this real life? Is it the internet where you put funny things and people laugh?
Yeah.
Is someone literally trying to chastise? This is a first world problem. Are you chastising me because I put up a joke?
You mean to tell me people don't have a sense of humor?
Here's my favorite one. I'll leave you guys with this one.
All right.
That's not even his girl. Do research. That's my favorite one, guys.
Did you give that one a like?
No, I tried to give none of them a like. That's not even his girl. Do research. What research are you supposed to be doing on my girl? I'm so confused.
That girl's already been through every picture on your profile.
Somebody
and looked
else.
At all the pictures
that
of
is not Nicole. I know that's not Nicole. Should I put that in the theme?
I think my favorite is still, you should have put the baby's name. Like, what are you saying to me?
Mad
right
disrespectful. Should have put your daughter's name on there, not his. What? What do you guys think of me? What do you think of me? Who do you think I'm dating? Do you think I'm dating women that will put my name on their eyebrow? Do you think I want to walk around the work parties at B96?
I cannot.
With women that have their eyebrows? Are you serious? So my first World Friday problem again is that, geez, I got to be careful what I put online because people take it literal. If you want to see it and laugh a little bit, follow me right now at Chicago_Gabe.
You mean there's not Instagram. Like a little filter that's just like, this is real, this is not. You need like your goggles for the internet, guys.
You
what
mean to tell
happening?
Me people think I'm an idiot? So, like, is that what people really think? Because that's what the comments make me feel like. You're bogus for putting this up. What? It's a joke. Look at all the laughing, crying emojis. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys.
God.
What you guys got? Sorry to start with that.
I don't
that
was know. I can't really follow that one up. But I'm sorry. Research. All right. Why don't we want to talk to Samantha first?
No. I want to talk to her at the next break.
Okay. I do have one. So I put up my Christmas lights. I use this clear duct tape, okay. Right? And it's like the weather resistant kind. Sure. So yesterday I was just doing a little tune up. I'm outside with my little duct tape, putting the lights up. But I was a little reckless and I dropped my tape. So I lost my spot. And you know, when you have duct tape or one of those thick rolls and you lose your spot, it takes forever to try to get your spot back. So I'm using my nails. I'm using my knife. I'm trying to get into this thing. And I couldn't. So finally, I just went and got one of the other rolls out of the pack and I gave up on life and had to start a whole new roll of tape.
Okay, first and foremost, you mean to tell me you are already putting up decorations?
Well, no, those are just out there on the patio.
It's November. Yes, it's September 18th.
Yes. It's just lights.
We didn't even do Halloween yet.
It's just lights.
Okay.
That's a good one, right? You mean to tell me?
Nina, what a validation. You mean to tell me? You want me to tell you that it was a good one?
You mean to tell me the lights can't just stick up there themselves?
I'm still thrown off that it's September 18th. We're putting up Christmas lights.
Cheers to the early birds.
All right, Tom, what you got over there?
Oh, man. So earlier in the week, I ordered toothbrushes, the electronic ones, and it finally came in the mail with no batteries.
What?
You mean to tell me you thought it was going to come with batteries in it?
Yes, Amazon.
You mean to tell me you're like an 8-year-old kid that gets a gift on Christmas and is like, where's the batteries?
Oh,
is that
what you're telling me? You mean now you just have to push a button and you still need...
I got to manually brush my teeth.
You mean to tell me you got to manually brush your teeth? Damn, that's what I meant to say. Okay, you mean to tell me you don't got no other batteries in the house?
No.
Can't just take it from the remote control like everybody else?
Yeah, right?
All right.
Oh, my God.
I love it. All right, 877-591-9696. Samantha on the west side, come back. We want to talk to you.
Yeah, it's still fun.
What am I trying to say? Are people misinterpreting your IG pictures? Did you put your Christmas lights up too early? You got no batteries in your... Damn it, I can't say it fast enough. First World Friday problem.
Thank you, Kenzie K.
Kenzie, shout out to you.
Thank you, Kenzie K.
Hey, Yvette and Joliet, welcome to First World Friday.
Hi.
All right, so what's your problem? Talk to us.
So I just started a job like a couple months ago, and there's no like Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks or anything on the way to my job. So like I really have to start making my own coffee.
Oh my gosh. You mean to tell me they don't have coffee waiting for you at your job?
You mean to tell me you couldn't negotiate that into your contract?
You mean to tell me Dunkin' up next door? You drove where?
I know. I was like, how is there not a coffee on the way? So like, I drive like out of the way to go to like Dunkin' today, and their drive-thru is closed. And I'm like, you know what? Just forget it.
You should be like, I'm quitting this job.
No.
Wait, you mean to tell me they won't reimburse you for the extra miles you have to drive out of your way to go get that coffee?
Yeah.
Last one for you.
It's so inconvenient.
Last one for you. Yeah. You mean to tell me you just can't make coffee at your house?
Oh, I don't want to.
That's the first one for
you. You mean you have to use your fingers? Come on.
Thanks for the call, Yvette.
Have a great day. Steve in Hampshire. All right. So what is your First World Friday?
Hey, guys. Yeah. I don't know if you guys like the snooze button, but I hit the snooze button in the morning going to work or about to go to work and hit the snooze. I enjoy my 9 minutes. And the battery went dead right after it was on.
That's probably like your biggest fear ever.
Oh my God, yeah.
I had to snooze them. Okay,
how late were you?
About an hour, and a half. Oh, by then, my kids, I'm up behind the wheel instructor. My kids are already gone.
Oh my gosh,
so
Steve.
I felt so bad.
Steve, you mean to tell me that your girl just couldn't tap you on the shoulder and wake you up?
You mean to tell me there's not somebody that hides underneath the bed just waiting to do that?
I wish.
Steve, you mean to tell me you don't have an internal alarm clock?
I absolutely do not.
Yeah, no, I don't know anybody. Actually, no, Gabe does.
Steve, you mean to tell me your kids couldn't come into the room and wake you up? You haven't, what, I mean, I'm so confused.
If they were up that early, they'd have some issues, but yeah. I wish it would.
All right, you mean to tell me you couldn't just charge your phone before you went to bed?
You know what? I always do this. Yesterday or...
First World Friday problem,
it
Steve.
Really
Thanks
is.
For the call. I appreciate it. Well,
that's
listen,
so
just know you're not the only person on the street or on your way to work right now that's dealing with those issues.
No.
We all got First World Friday
No
problems.
Coffee, no alarm.
All right, somebody else got another issue. They're trying to win 3 straight on Wake Up Wars. All right, come try to take their crown. We'll get you on next. It's B96. Gabe and Nina, B96. Happy Friday. All right. Got it. Coffee for your head.
We all need our coffee right now.
All right. Let's talk to Elizabeth real quick. Elizabeth, good morning.
Queen Elizabeth.
That's me.
Okay. So if you're just joining us and you haven't heard in a couple of days, we changed Wake Up Wars a little bit. We're giving you guys the opportunity to win breakfast. So Elizabeth actually won Wake Up Wars yesterday, took the crown from Queen Shanice, and now she is the queen, Queen Elizabeth. How fitting.
I know. It's perfect. It rolls off the tongue.
So if you want to play Wake Up Wars right now and get your shot at beating Elizabeth and a chance to get some breakfast, we need you to call us up right now. Okay. 877-591-9696. Elizabeth, how do you feel about winning today?
I feel like it's a good day to win.
I like that, Elizabeth. Confidence. Were you studying all night?
Oh, for sure. I'm a teacher, so I know how to do that.
Okay,
all
right, now
Elizabeth,
she's showing off.
Hang on 1 second. All right. If you want to take on Elizabeth, then Wake Up Wars and call us up now, 877-591-9696. And then when we come back at 7:05, it's the baby daddy check-in. But on Fridays, we bring in the baby mama. So make sure you're here for all of that next on B96. That's me. It's her, Gabe and Nina, in the morning on B96. It is time for the baby daddy check-in. And on Fridays, we bring in the baby mama. Good morning, Nicole.
Hi.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, babe? How are you? Did you get some sleep? Everything okay?
It was a great night's sleep. She didn't move once last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Neither did you when I left this morning. All right.
She needed it.
Here goes your first dad joke. These aren't the greatest today, but... So, I want to tell you guys both... Let me see. Yeah, I'm going to tell you a joke about a girl who only eats plants.
Okay.
You probably never heard of her before.
That's actually pretty funny. That's a good one.
Herbivore for all you non-science people or plant-eating animals. All right, the baby daddy check-in today is that Nicole and I finally got our first Halloween decorations.
Ooh.
She's so excited.
What did you get, though?
We ordered them off of Amazon, and they're really cute. We got, like, some spider webs. We got some little, what do you call it?
They're like garbage bags with, like, garbage bags that look like pumpkins.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And here's the reason why, guys. I'll be very transparent with you. I got my front yard done. You know, we just bought our house in March, and we got the front yard done, and my buddy, shout out to Robert, put these, like, plants in front of my house, right? Like, bushes. So there's four bushes. Imagine, like, four on a dice. Right. So there's four bushes like that. And then in the middle, there's like this tall plant bush.
It looks cute.
It looked past tense.
What happened?
Cute. We haven't watered them. So they're all dead.
Oh my God.
So I said, I said, let's get these pumpkin garbage bags that we can put over the dead bushes. And let's get the spider webs so we can put it over the one in the middle. And then it looks scary. Ah, it's a dead plant.
It's like a plant cemetery.
Yeah. Babe, how do you feel about that?
I love it. I think actually when Halloween is over, maybe we just like pull the whole shrub up with the trash bag and we just get rid of them.
I like how she says, we. Oh, you're speaking French? No. It's me. It's just me.
If you wouldn't mind.
I wouldn't mind. The other thing too is that we got our matching Halloween outfits.
What are you guys going to be?
Nicole got upset yesterday when we were leaving the house because I didn't get my matching camouflage sweater.
Nina, I really consider myself a mom now because I got us matching outfits from Old Navy. Like three of them.
I love that. Can you please take family pictures in your matching outfits?
We have.
That is the plan.
You've heard of goal squads, right?
Yeah.
We have a shirt that say ghoul squads.
Squad ghouls.
Sorry, squad ghouls.
Nicole, I love it.
Anyway, babe. All right, I love you. Thanks for checking in with us. Give the baby a kiss, okay?
All right, I love you.
All right, wait. Before you leave. All right, let's pretend that my daughter's a four-year-old son, for the joke.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So my four-year-old son has been learning Spanish, and he still can't say the word please, which I think is poor for four. Poor for four.
Wow.
Hey, sometimes you got to...
You make them work. It's
gotta
it,
use your
though.
Brains to do these kinds of things, all right? Hey, babe, I love you, okay?
All right, I love you.
See you in a little bit. Bye, Nicole. Bye, Whitney.
All right, Wake Up Wars is up next. Can Elizabeth keep her reign going? We'll find out in 3 minutes on B96.
Waking up is already a battle. But now it's time for the war. Wake Up Wars on B96.
Happy Friday, everybody. It is Gabe and Nina. It is time for Wake Up Wars. And is Elizabeth on my team?
Mm-mm, she's on mine. Queen Elizabeth, since you are in control right now, would you like to go first today or do you want to let Kate go?
I'll go first.
Kate, hang on a second, okay?
Yes.
You know how this works. You get one female-centered question, a male-centered question, and the Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right will win. Here it is, your first female-centered question. This type of bra is perfect to wear for a little push-up and extra support when wearing a top or dress that leaves the shoulders bare. What kind of bra is it?
Strapless.
Second question. Everybody's got a favorite cartoon character.
Gabe's.
Gabe's is a little bird that laughs like this. You want to do it? What's his name? Okay.
Sweetie Bird, I don't know.
Okay. You got a good guess. All right, here's the Chicagoland question for two. The MCA is a museum located right here in Chicago near the Water Tower. It was established in 1967 and is one of the largest venues of its kind. What does MCA stand for?
Museum of Cultural Arts.
Great guess, though.
Hang on one second, okay, Elizabeth?
Shoot.
I know. Kate and Carrie, good morning.
Morning.
All right, so I didn't get a chance to explain it to you in the beginning, but if you win today, then you'll have the opportunity to win some breakfast yourself if you can get three victories in a row, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, just tell me how many she got right, Gabe.
Get to it.
Elizabeth only got one question correct today, so your window is open.
Yes.
Your first female-centered question, Kate. This type of bra is perfect to wear for a little push-up and extra support when wearing a top or dress that leaves the shoulders bare. What kind of bra is it?
Strapless.
All right, Kate, question number two. All you got to do is get one more right. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a favorite cartoon character. Mine is a little bird that laughs like this. Ha, 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 ha. What is his name? Oh, boy.
Woody Woodpecker.
I love the dramatic pause. Okay, Kate.
I like that you said pecker.
Okay, we're fine.
All right. Your third question, the Chicagoland question. Let's see if you can get all three right. The MCA is a museum located right here in Chicago near the Water Tower. It was established in 1967 and is one of the largest venues of its kind. Kate, for the clean sweep, what does MCA stand for?
Museum of Contemporary Art.
Okay.
Kate's just like a walking encyclopedia.
We got ourselves a killer over here, guys.
Good job, Kate.
Elizabeth?
Yeah?
Down with the queen. Off with her head. She is no longer on the throne.
Oh,
Kate got three
one.
Questions correct today, giving the victory to Queen Kate.
Good job.
Dang, all three?
All three. The answers to the questions, Kate. Number one, the type of bra is a?
Strapless.
Okay, and then the second one, what was the cartoon character that does a little
Woody Woodpecker?
And then Kate, number three, MCA stands for what?
Museum of Contemporary Art.
Mm. Good job. All right, wow. we learned some stuff today, Elizabeth. It's all right.
Elizabeth, you're a teacher. You should know how to cheat better.
No, she doesn't cheat.
That's highly frowned upon.
It is highly frowned upon. You're right. Elizabeth, thanks for hanging out with us this week. You gave it a valiant effort, Queen Elizabeth.
You did great.
Thanks.
Any advice for the new queen, Kate?
Ooh, be better at ruling. I don't know.
Be better at ruling.
All right, aww. Kate, hang on one second. We're going to get your information, okay?
Sure.
And just like that.
We got a new one.
New person on the throne. It's pretty exciting.
Actually, it is. It makes it really fun to play.
Oh, I meant that we don't have to buy breakfast yet.
Oh.
Oh, damn. Like, we haven't bought the gift card for King Steve yet.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, good.
All good. King Steve is handled.
All right, King Steve, you got your breakfast from the place in Oswego.
Will Kate get hers?
Kate and Carrie, we got to find out what breakfast spots are over there. So
okay.
If you're just joining us again, if you win three times in a row on Wake Up Wars, then you yourself can get the breakfast. So Monday morning, right around 6:55, we get our contestants. And if you want to go up against Kate, make sure you're here, all right? There's more music, more fun on the way. It's not a summer camp Friday.
But it's Friday, baby!
But it's
baby.
Friday nonetheless. And we are Gabe and Nina on B96. Okay, Ed Sheeran and Beyonce.
Kind of puts you in your feels a little bit, doesn't it?
Man.
Thank you.
Two little dreamboats. We appreciate you. We are Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. And I wanted to do something different today. You know, we have this platform, and you know, granted, our job is to make you laugh every day and keep you informed. But at the same time, I also think it's important to change lives, mm-hmm. help people.
Of course.
And if you don't know, our mantra here on the show, this show specifically, is work hard, be good. And we say it all the time.
I mean, we believe in it.
Exactly, because we believe in it. So two days ago, I was on the interweb. I'm actually in a group that for East Garfield Park. And basically, I came across a woman and I was doing something on my own, just on my own. And I was like hitting her. I hit her up, wanted to help her out. And then I thought to myself, you know what? I need to bring this woman onto the radio so that way our friends like you guys that are listening in the car that are the part of the Work Hard, Be Good crew can also help out. So she puts on the group that I'm in and she's like, hey, I never do this. I can't, and I'm embarrassed that I have to do this, but I have three kids. They're e-learning and, you know, they're asking me for snacks and I don't have any. Mm. I lost my job. I'm trying to make ends meet. It's really difficult and they're trying to help me out. And so then I look at her profile and I say to myself, because, you know, the first thing you're thinking is listen, this is a scam. You know what I mean? Right. Are people just trying to get over on other people? So I go to her profile to do my own little stalking. And literally everything on her profile on Facebook is her trying to win some contest to get some clothes or some food, like a prize pack or something. So I start to feel terrible. So I message her and I'm like, hey, listen, I was like, I know you mentioned you need undergarments and socks and stuff like that. I was like, I want to send you some socks for your kids. Mm-hmm. So I was like, can you tell me their ages and what their genders are? So she did. And Nicole and I, you know, it's like, we're going to send the socks to you. So Nicole and I go look up some stuff or whatever. And then, man, I'm so nervous right now. And then I was like, you know what? I feel like we need to bring this woman on the show. Like, I feel like, you know, she shouldn't be in a situation like this. And I wanted to help her out. But I want to read one of her posts. And it says, hey, we're in a little bit in need of help. I have three children. During the pandemic, they outgrew all of their clothes and undergarments, which were mainly summer clothes. I'm not working right now. And with e-learning, it's even harder for me to make ends meet. The kids ask for snacks that I cannot provide for. And they mainly need socks, undergarments, and stretchy clothes. I hope one day to pay it forward, but at the moment, we really can use the help.
It takes a lot for her to ask for that.
Yeah, so we're gonna come back in a second. I'm gonna bring her on the show. I want to talk to her, and then I have a challenge for the people that are out there, because the other thing is this: I don't like the GoFundMes that raise $50,000 for people. I don't know, something makes me feel weird about that kind
of
stuff.
Of course, right?
But I do feel like there's things that we can do to help out, especially if we try to confine it to a certain thing, right? And that's why I had socks up there. But when we come back, we're going to have Lissette on the show. She's going to talk about what's going on. And then I'm going to challenge a couple people that are out there listening right now to come jump on board with me and help her out. All right. So when we come back 3 minutes from right now after this song, we're going to have Lissette on the show. And then my real Work Hard, Be Good crew, you guys listening, are going to come together to make some dreams happen. We'll be right back. It's B96. B96, Chicago's new hit music. That's Chris Brown and Drake with No Guidance. And I want to bring into the show Lissette. Good morning, Lissette.
Good morning.
So first and foremost, if you're just joining us, like I mentioned, came across Lissette on Facebook. She's in one of my groups. And I felt like it was important to help. I just talked to Lissette on the phone a second ago, Nina, when you stepped out. And I said, you know, I think that when we say it takes a village, right, especially here in Chicago and in the time that we're in right now, like we're talking about loving everybody, right, no matter what, and doing it as a community. And this right now is a moment that we can highlight and try to do just that.
Of course.
Now, Lissette, you have, how many kids do you have?
I have three.
Three kids. What are their ages?
I have a 2-year-old girl, an 8-year-old boy, and a 10-year-old girl.
Okay. Are all of them born in Chicago?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
You got your hands full.
Yeah, right? So talk to me about what e-learning has been like for the beginning of the school year.
Oh, it's been a little bit hectic. We were prepared since the beginning because we knew it was going to be e-learning. But it's been a little bit hectic getting them to wake up. And then my kids were before that, they were constantly asking for snacks and food every hour. And then, of course, with the internet, I know there's a lot of free internet going on, and but it's still kind of buffering. So the kids have like no patience at all. Mm. Getting a little bit fidgety, but luckily last year they had a great school year. They had good grades. So I know they have it in them. Mm. It's just getting them to be a little bit staying still and stop being fidgety. And
Yeah.
It's an adjustment.
Well, I got to say this. First and foremost, I love your positivity. You know, I think a lot of people can come on in the situation and be in a woe is me state of mind. And it seems like for you, you're like, by any means necessary, I'm going to get this done. Like, my kids are going to get this internet. You're going to get these clothes, these snacks. Trust me, mama, y'all are going to be all right.
You got this.
Because mommy's going to take care of you. And I'm so fortunate to be in a situation like this to try to help out. And here's the challenge that I want to offer up to the listeners of Chicago. Okay. So, Lisette was very specific in what she felt like she needed. She didn't ask for money. She didn't ask for anything like that. She said, hey, man, I need some socks, some undergarments, and some snacks for the kids. Yeah. And I just want to say, I think you're very brave, and I'm very proud of you for doing this, because if you were my mom, I'd be so happy.
Yeah.
I'd turn 21, and I'd be like, my mom was taking care of me no matter what.
She's putting the kids first.
Exactly, and that's ultimately what you want. So here's my challenge that I have for you guys out there. I told Lisette that I would buy socks for her 2, 8, and 10-year-old, okay? But we have a couple more things on the list. Snacks. I want like a jumbo bag of something healthy. So I want like a jumbo bag of something, a healthy snack. Maybe even two jump. Yeah, I want two people to call in. One person that's going to say, hey, I'm going to get one of the snacks. I want another person to say I'm going to get the other round of snacks. And then I want somebody to help out. Maybe I'll buy the other stuff. I want somebody to help out with the socks. So I'm looking for five people, Nina.
Yeah, and you know I'm in on this, too.
I know I can count on your bank account.
We got you, Lisette.
So I'm looking for five people. Three people that want to buy socks. One for the 2-year-old, one for the 8-year-old, one for the 10-year-old. And then two people that would be willing to purchase a bulk order of snacks. Now, here's the thing, Lisette. If nobody calls in, Nina and I are going to take care of the whole thing.
Anyway.
Okay, but what I wanted to do was, the thing is this, I'm trying to open up to everybody, because we're all, I say it all the time in Chicago, we might be prejudiced. You might have your prejudices against other things, but if you see your fellow Chicagoan on the floor hurt, I promise you every single person, regardless of what they're thinking, is going to help that person out.
And I think a lot of people are looking for ways to do that right now, and we're giving you one.
And that's what Chicago is all about, and that's what we're doing. We're the Work Hard, Be Good crew here on B96, here with Gabe and Nina. We do things differently over here, and we have someone, our fellow Chicagoan, that is just humbly asking for a little help, and that's what we're here to do. So, Lisette, I want you to sit back, relax, and I want you to see how these airwaves, see how the hearts of Chicagoans are going to come together to make sure that this thing happens, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it with all my heart. Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. And you and all your children.
All right. Hang on 1 second, so I'm going to keep you on the line. Guys, the number is 877-591-9696. We need five people, five members of the Work Hard, Be Good crew to call up right now to come on this journey with us.
Yeah.
All right? We need three people to buy socks, two people to buy snacks. All right? 877-591-9696. Let's help out one of our own right now. It's B96. And our first caller, our first member of the Work Hard, Be Good crew is Kelly in Algonquin. Kelly, we appreciate you so much for calling in.
Absolutely.
So you heard the situation that's going on with Lisette. Three kids, trying to take care of e-learning, just want some snacks and some socks to hold them down. Which one of those are you going to be, or do you want to contribute to?
Absolutely. I want snacks I could bring. I could do juice boxes, chips, granola bars, whatever she wants.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's do granola bars. A big jumbo, like super Costco-sized box of granola bars.
I got a Costco card.
Yes, there you go. Everybody got the Costco card. That's a winner right there.
Lisette, you're cool with granola bars.
Yes, they love those. Yes. I'll
pass it on to the next person. They could go get the snack there, too.
And you know what? What the funny thing is, Kelly, is that Lisette even said it in her post. She's like, I hope one day to pay it forward. And these are the kind of moments that we're talking about. We're trying to highlight this right now, that we're all paying it forward in these moments. Kelly, I'm going to put you on hold and get your information, okay?
All right. Thank you.
I love it. Gosh, I'm so happy that people are coming together right there.
I'm telling you, people are looking for ways to help each other out, just like Alex in Bridgeview. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Alex, what do you want to contribute?
I want to
to stock because I am not a parent and I get them a bunch of junk food.
Hey, you're self-aware, Alex.
Lissette and Alex, I'm the same way. I'm like, oh, you want, I don't know, M&M's or something like that? It's like, no, something practical.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay, so here, since you're the first person to call about the socks, I'll let you choose. Do you want the 2-year-old, the 8-year-old, or the 10-year-old?
2-year-old.
The 2-year-old. All right, Alex, I'm going to write you down for the 2-year-old. I'm going to put you on hold, get your information, okay?
And thank you. Thank you for being so generous.
No problem.
I love this. This is so great. Lissette, how are you feeling hearing all this so far?
I'm so excited and so happy. A little bit nervous, but very, very excited and happy.
Just think about your kids' faces, Lissette. This is for them, and it's really great.
I know. And it's all for them, and it's just like they need the stuff, and we really are in need.
I love it. I want you to know something, Lissette. You're leading by example right now. I want you to know that you're leading by example to all parents that you have to take care of things by any means necessary, and you shouldn't feel a certain type of way about providing.
I think she's doing it the right way, yeah. Too.
Listen, I think to my mom as a single parent growing up, trying to raise myself and my sister, and she was just telling me a story about how, you know, when she used to go to work, you know, she would have to get us up early in the morning, take the bus with us, drop us off at my grandmother's, take the bus from there to go to work, come back home, put a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old on the bus. So it's like, I understand what it's like to be a parent to try to make ends meet. So, Lissette, we're going to keep this thing going. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
All right, guys, the challenge continues. The Work Hard, Be Good challenge is still out here, all right? So the phone number, 877-591-9696. We got 2-year-old socks taken care of, and we have one snack taken care of. So we need one more snack, 2 more pairs of socks or sets of socks that we want to give away. So if you want to jump down with the working hard and being good, then go ahead.
Call us right now, 877-591-9696.
Gabe and Nina, B96. We got Lori and Frankfurt. Lori, we love it when you call, and I'm so glad you're calling right now. You heard what's going on with Lissette and her 3 children that are aged 2, 8, and 10. What compelled you to call in?
I was on furlough from March to August, so I'm just super thankful to be back to work and finding a way to help somebody now that I'm fortunate to go back to work. Makes me feel happy and grateful as a way that I can kind of pay it forward.
I love that. Operating from a place of gratitude is how you just get this done. What did you want to contribute?
So I know that she's collecting socks and snacks, but she had also mentioned that the kids needed were outgrowing other things too. So if I could donate the undergarments that she asked for,
I'd be happy
to do that.
That's so sweet. You know, I wasn't even going to try to press that on people to get everything. I just tried to name a couple of things, but for you to call in and say that, oh my gosh, even I'm grateful for that.
It's a necessity too. So thank you, Lori.
Lissette, yeah. I don't know if you just heard that, but Lori Frankfurt is going to take care of some undergarments for you. So she got you faded, okay?
Okay.
All right, Lori, hang on 1 second. We're going to get your information.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry. Mustafa and Oak Lawn. Okay, so what did you want to do to help out Lissette?
Whatever I can.
All right. Oh, let's not
Mustafa,
do that.
We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get your information, and then we'll let you know what snacks you can send over, all right?
You got it.
All right, hang on 1 second. So I got Brittany and Alondra on the phone. Ladies, you're our last 2 people that we're going to go ahead and pass through. And if you're just joining us, we're helping out Lissette, a single mom from the city of Chicago, has 3 kids, a 2-year-old, 8-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And she's just looking for some snacks and some socks for the kids. Seems easy enough. Brittany, Alondra, can we count on you 2 to get some socks for us?
Yes, of course.
Oh, thank you, Brittany. What was that?
I'm sorry. My name is Pretty. I don't know if you mix it up with Brittany.
Oh, Pretty. Oh, it says Brittany here. My bad.
Yeah.
Okay, Pretty.
Oh, that's okay.
My bad. Pretty and Alondra. Can we count on you 2 for socks?
Absolutely.
I love it. Let me ask you this. Pretty, I'll ask you first. What compelled you to call in? I think, you know, we're trying to talk about the village aspect of, you know, life, but what compelled you to call in?
Well, I actually work as a school psychologist in Chicago Heights, and I know what all these parents go through with the e-learning.
Oh, man. I love it.
So I just wanted to help out and just hearing her story.
I love it. We appreciate you. Alondra, the same thing goes to you. I mean, obviously, everyone just wants to help. And I think that, you know, especially in 2020, people think like everybody hates each other. And this is a perfect moment to highlight that, especially here in Chicago. You know, we have a lot of love and we're highlighting it right now.
Yes, it's wonderful.
All right. Pretty, Alondra, hang on 1 second. We're going to get your information, okay? Just hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. Okay.
We weren't really sure what was going to happen, like once we brought Lissette on
before.
And started telling the story. But honestly, you guys are amazing, and you're proving exactly the point of like love and going into the weekend knowing that there's good people in the world. Lissette, oh my God, how do you feel right now?
I'm just so happy and grateful for everyone. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you guys so much. God bless.
Yeah.
You guys are really helping us, and the kids are going to be so happy and so grateful as well. Thank you guys so much. I'm going to have you guys in my prayers, wishing you guys the best of luck. And like I did mention before, I will pay it forward one day.
No, we believe you, Lissette.
You're so sweet, Lissette.
No, we believe that. And this is awesome. That's what everybody else is doing right now. Yeah.
I mean, listen, like we said a second ago, this is the first time we've ever done anything like this, right? You guys never heard anything, us do something like this, but we feel like it's important. We feel like it's important to highlight the fact that people that listen to us are part of the Work Hard, Be Good crew.
And we look out for each other.
We want you to go to work every day or whatever it is that you're doing in life and work hard at it. Be better than the person that's next to you, right? But we also want you to be good. Extend a helping hand to your fellow Chicagoan. Let them know that you're here for them in these kinds of moments. And so I just want to say a special thank you to Allie, Alex, Alondra, Pretty, Mustafa, and Kelly for coming through. Because of you guys, we're going to get socks for the whole family. We're going to get snacks for the whole family. And then Nina and I are going to come together to try to fill in the rest of that list.
Right. And thank you to everybody else, too, that's on the phone right now that wanted to help.
Oh, my gosh.
Great call, Nina. You can find some other ways, too, and some other people in your areas that you can help. Just these Facebook groups, like, you never know who's out there in need. So Lissette, let your heart be called.
We'll be reaching out to you in just a second, but I just want to say, continue doing a great job. I can't wait to be invited to all your kids' college graduations, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, hang on one second for me. Guys, you did something awesome today.
Man, that's how you do a Friday.
Feel good about yourself.
Now, it's time for...
Yeah, I'd like to place an order.
Avocados make everything taste better. With Gabe and Nita on B96.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Because they do. So the weekly experiment continues, but I think to also continue on with the whole work hard, be good thing, we're also using this opportunity to highlight the people out here working hard in the restaurants.
Definitely.
And give them a chance to bring in like a special little dish for us to pair the avocados with.
So every Friday we take suggestions as to what we should be eating on Monday morning at 8 o'clock. That's when we go on Facebook Live and we get to see our bitter avocado face where we try an item by itself. And then we try it with avocados to see if it makes it taste better. Now, last week, what did we have, Nina? You remember?
The pleased face. What did we have? Yes, we had coconut
French toast.
French toast.
That was fire.
That was really good.
Pumpkin pancakes.
I will tell you, though, avocados didn't make those taste better.
No. You can't make
it. Usually does.
Coconut French toast is a standalone. Now,
yeah, no.
That was from Dash of Salt and Pepper, a breakfast spot over in Lincoln Park. If you haven't been and you live in that area, please, by all means, go check them out. And the reason why we're even highlighting them is because that's what we want to do. Like Nina said, we want to highlight local restaurants. So if you have a dish, if you work there, if you know somebody that does, the phone lines are open, 877-591-9696. Or you could just reach out to us on social media.
Yeah, totally. And we'll get that set up.
I want some like, not that I'm trying to make requests.
Oh, he's putting in an order now.
But if there's a Middle Eastern place that's out there and wants to give me like some kebabs. Can avocado make, you know, what is it? What's the kishkesh?
What?
I'm just making up stuff right now.
If there's a Persian restaurant, that would be dope.
All right, Puerto Rican. No, just like any restaurant. We want to highlight you if you're in the Chicagoland area. All right, so that way Monday morning, 8 o'clock, we can see if avocados make everything taste better.
It's time for Need at 9:30 on B96. And before I give you the real gem, here's a quick little one. Apparently it's happening, guys. TikTok is getting banned this weekend. So if you haven't downloaded the app yet and you wanted to, you better do it now, because once that ban hits, you won't be able to do it again. Okay, one gem to another. Gems from the journey, things you can take into the weekend. And this one is kind of deep, but it came up last night. And it's that you need to remember that what is meant for you will always be for you. I've been having a lot of conversations lately with people that have just been beating themselves up about job stuff or relationships. And last night specifically, I was talking to a friend and he was telling me about how he's been trying to contain his crazy so he doesn't scare off this new guy he's seeing. And I was like, what do you mean you're containing your crazy? I get it. We all probably should a little bit. But at the end of the day, it's not about what you do or don't do or try to change or try to impress or what job you try to, you know, show off for. Whatever is meant for you will be for you. And it's kind of cool to find peace in that. That's kind of been a new mantra for me, especially in 2020, and it's helping. So I wanted to share because maybe that can help you too, just find a little peace within yourself.
If you're crazy and you try to hide the crazy and then they find out about the crazy, they're going to break up with you. So just might as well just let them know that you're crazy from the beginning.
I think that's it, because if they accept you're crazy, what do we say? What's meant for you will be for you. That's crazy. It's a real one. Take it into the weekend with you. Happy Friday. Work hard, be good, all of those things. And join us Monday, Gabe and Nina on B96.
Wow, that was a good podcast.
I can't even believe we said those things.
I mean, with that one in the beginning when I was like, ah, and then you were like, ha. Ah.
Oh my God, right? And I was like, what a jerk.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed it just as much as we did. All right, it's Gabe and Nina, B96.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.